The construct saw how all the disparate pieces fitted together. The Godhead's subtle aid to the forces of the Spiral Prophecy. Their invasion of Darien, guaranteeing aggressive responses from the Hegemony and the Imisil. The arrival of the remnants of the Legion of Avatars, whose insensate savagery could annihilate all in its path. The revitalization of the Vor and the Shintanil. The attack on the construct's power base, the ascent of the Godhead itself and its anticipated emergence into an area of objective space where its presence would be mostly unopposed, and 500 stars that were targeted for destruction because... And that was the mystery, the great unknown why that lay at the root of it all.
"What is your decision?" said Rescuamantes.
"A moment." Prompted by a steady clamour of alerts, the construct switched away from the inner chamber, dividing its cognitive awareness between the stream of battlefront feeds and the combat analyses flowing from its semi-autonomous partials. The general assessment was stark. Aggression vessels were falling back from the inner markers, and their numbers were down to just over 100. The Garden of the Machines would be stormed by Shintanil and Vor troops in less than 15 minutes, and the entire complex would be overrun in approximately 23 minutes. Part of it sent revised orders to the Rosa squads. Another gave new commands to the drones prepping two tier ships in the main launch bay. And the rest of it addressed the drone Rescuamantes.
"I have decided to help you," it said. "Although you must realize that such a mission has a high chance of failure."
"That is hardly a surprise," the drone said, "given the various human-related hazards I've had to deal with recently."
"We will be traveling aboard a field-boosted tier ship," said the construct. "The first part of our flight will entail some risk, as we will be acting as a diversion while my re-establisher vessel makes good its escape. Once it is safely away, our ship will set course for the Hegemony's great hub. I assume that you would prefer a more robust motility unit than this one."
"I won't really feel safe in anything less than a multi-projector battle drone," said Rescuamantes. "Something like Perseus Systems Ravager 9000 would do nicely."
"My apologies, but all that is available are a few Type 2s and a Type 3.
"I'll take the Type 3. At least it doesn't look like a triangular toy."
Chapter 34. Julia. Through flicker-lit corridors, ice-bitten by vacuum, she hauled the last piece of their improvised getaway, a nearly full gas canister. The round-cornered cube was held in a plastic mesh sack, snap-locked to a lug on the rear of her housing. It bounced and scuffed against the ridge deck covering, but the impacts exerted noticeably less drag than on her previous excursions, proof that the cells powering the deck gravity were running down. She just hoped that they were independent of whatever source was running the recharge stations she had used several times already. It had been less than 12 hours since she and Nico, one of Nicodemus's net sims, had sneaked aboard the Hegemony supply ship via a low-level stockload data link. Once in the ship's active system, Nico had altered their privileges priority to gain access to a greater range of subsystems. Tapping into the nav sensor interface, they had skimmed through the views and scans of the immediate hyperspace vicinity, including the branching towers of the Great Hub and the three patrolling Hegemony heavy cruisers.